If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, good morning. Welcome to just after 8 o'clock. If you're heading into school or you need that extra day, a lot of people skipping the first day for whatever the reason may be, can't do it.
They're skipping the first day?
It's a good plan. I have some friends that are not sending their kids today.
Why?
I don't know.
What is the point? Then you're not going to get any kind of orientation. This is the best day. You don't have to do anything.
You slide right into day two. It's like no one
just
even
skip
notices.
The second day.
Just keep skipping. Next thing you know, you're homeschooled, and then you're competing in spelling bees. This hour on the show, we have lots to get into. Very excited for a couple of reasons, but primarily because this is the hour that we kick off the return of hashtags as we are sending K-Rock back to school. We've already posted the topic up on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show. All you have to do is take anything that would fall under the K-Rock umbrella and mash it together with anything that would be a school topic and or school thing. Examples include, what's my page again? Blink-182.
Thinkin' Park.
Thinkin' Park's a good one. And just some that are pouring through already. Algebra Slave. So quite a few already coming through on the Instagram, and we'll be sharing them with you throughout the hour. Pick our favorite at the end of the hour and give you something for the trouble. So we have that to look forward to this hour on the show. We will officially kick off hashtags in moments, but just wanted to give you the sneak peek as to what you can look forward to. And then, Allie, there was this message waiting for us on the GOAT line, and I think it's worthy of playing right now because, as you know, Friday is supposed to be Funner Summer, Force Funner Summer, backyard pool party, which started as a backyard kickback, and then it became a backyard kegger, and then it became a backyard pool party, and it transferred from your place to my place, and now there's a lot of people that are saying that they're going to show up regardless if they're invited or not.
What's up, Klein Alley? It's the Bud Light Bros. Real quick, there's no way we're missing this kegger party, especially being Jax plus two. Yeah, but just to let you know, we're not going to freeload off that keg. Mm-mm. We taking our own cooler filled with Bud Light, but it's only for us and Jake.
That's right.
And we're not going just to chill. Klein, you can put us to work.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
We can be the security, the grillman.
Mm-hmm.
Say if any of your people flake, as long as you got a grill and a carne asada around, we'll cook that meat to perfection.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we can also DJ your party.
Okay.
I used to be a DJ from 2012 to 2014, and I've since been retired, but I'll bring out DJ KBG.
DJ KBG is going to come out of retirement for the backyard pool party.
I wonder how that ended.
I'm honored.
I would assume he stopped getting hired.
I would imagine, probably.
But look at that. You have great party goers.
Yep.
They're bringing in their own drinks, so they're not going to tap into your supply. They will cook the food. They will act as security. Yeah. How can you say no to this?
Yeah.
If you got the equipment. Does y'all help me?
You hear that, Allie? If I got the equipment. So if I got the meat, they'll cook it. If I got the equipment, they'll DJ it.
If you got the equipment. Does y'all help Billy lose his virginity? Maybe y'all can help me land a job. Once again, surprise, I'm unemployed.
Okay.
So,
big shocker there. These guys seem to go through jobs pretty regularly.
If you guys can help me land a gig, that will be much appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, See y'all Friday.
Okay.
Hashtag roll the show. Viva Cloud Alley Show. Bud Light Bros. It is what it is. Sweet business.
I just want to say that I am overwhelmed with the amount of people that have reached out on DMs and otherwise and said that they would love to be able to come to the backyard backyard pool party, which, by the way, I don't know how it became what it became. It was supposed to be... It was supposed to originally be just the show.
It's not a party.
Well, it's a party.
Yeah, and then it became, we'll invite this person and this person. And then there was calls coming in from the Bud Light Bros. And I think there's messages here from Suave Agave. And everyone wants to...
Klein, buddy, it's Mr. Suave Agave. My guy, please. Hey, man, you got to figure out this party situation, man.
Yeah. We got the keg guys trying to figure out where to bring the kegs to. My wife is freaking the F out. She's not happy about it because for a few reasons, but primarily because she works at home and she thinks I'm going to have a backyard full of hooligans.
Weren't you supposed to talk to her last night?
Tell
her and put your foot down and lay down the law?
Yeah, that's going to happen tonight. But
that's going to happen Thursday night before the party.
That'll happen moments before people arrive. But here's the situation.
I'm unclear.
Because of all of the people that expressed interest, we had no idea that many people actually cared. And this was going to be a small little thing. That's it. Small. And now it has gotten to the point where I cannot accommodate all of these requests.
Oh, come on. It's still small.
I can't. So, listen, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. We have decided now, and Al, you're on board with this, I believe, that we are going to throw an actual show party. I don't know if we're going to call it a kickback or a kegger or a pool party or whatever. But we're going to actually throw one at a place that can accommodate hundreds of people, if not thousands.
Right. So if we are able to successfully have the party move it to a place that can accommodate all the people who want to come, want to provide beer, who want to make carne asada, all the things.
The rule is it can't be this Friday, but it has to be, to fit into our Fun or Summer Challenge, has to be before Labor Day. Have to do it before Labor Day because that's the deal.
Okay, so if this is happening, though, does that mean that this Friday's canceled?
No, Friday's on. Friday's on for you guys.
No.
Vanessa's very excited about it. She wants a cannonball.
It's okay. We can just move it.
No, but we are.
We don't have to do Friday.
For everyone else who's calling and all the people that are texting, we are going to do an event this summer. I don't want to say we've already got potentially a spot in Newport Beach that we think we've locked down.
Right. We're working on it because we know that the demand is there.
Yeah, and I'm not. And this is going to be way better than whatever I could pull off in my backyard. I'm talking band, talking to K-Rock's level band, food and better stuff, better things.
We're even talking carnival rides.
Yeah. Will it be the Clam Slam? Maybe. Will it be the kegger? Maybe. I don't know. I don't even know if we have a name for it. But
will it be 1,000 times better than anything Klein is currently planning?
Yes, it is. Yes, that is true. So for everyone, and I know there's a lot of messages here, Suave Agave, Bud Light Bros, my UPS driver, everyone who is...
coming.
Who is sending me messages. Everyone who I've met at any of these things say, hey, Klein, you can squeeze one more in?
Consider this your one rejection letter.
No, it's not a rejection letter. We are going to do a bigger thing because I didn't realize how many people want to hang out. So let's actually do something the right way, as we should have done from the very beginning. I can't do this in my rental house.
No, clearly you've proven that you can't do any of that.
So that will happen. So I want to let you know we will have an opportunity to all get together and hang while summer's still underway. This is Dominic Fike. It's called Baby Doll. It is on KROQ.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
You.
Sometimes you wanna play mash tags, sometimes you don't.
Well, if you don't, you're gonna be bummed out, because we're playing it now.
Welcome back to school. All hour long, we were accepting your submissions for the return of MASH tags, where you all you have to do is take anything that falls under the umbrella, all things K-Rock, could be show, could be band, could be song, and mash it together with something that you would go ahead and associate with school. We will pick our favorites, and at the end of the hour, we will announce who is the winner of this round of MASH tags. It is the most interactive hour in all of radio. Texts coming through, DMs coming through on Instagram. You can go ahead and post them right there on the comment or the hard post. Brian, you're on the phone right now. Welcome to your MASH tags. It is make K-Rock, or send K-Rock back to school. What do you got for us?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'll take in everyone's favorite, Foo Fractions.
Foo Fractions.
Ooh,
we will
fractions.
Accept that and throw that on the list here. Of course, there will be a definitive list that will, of course, rise above all the rest. But
yeah, on the text line, we have Sum of 41. We have 626 with Turnstile, changing it to Learn Style. We've
Jimmy
got
Eat Tater Tots, which is a strong one because I do believe that tater tots are the official food of all school cafeterias.
Very true. Smells Like School Spirit. The Red Hot Milfy Teachers, which is one of my favorites.
So get them to us. Once again, it's pretty simple. Just go ahead and bust your own brain while sitting in traffic or heading to school, whatever the case may be. And MASH tags will continue throughout the hour. We will go ahead and put together a master list. You can get them in on the text line, 800-520-1067 to call or text, or you can go to our Instagram Klein Alley Show and submit them there. And yes, there will be a pretty sweet prize at the end of the hour when we find our absolute favorite one. MASH tags is officially underway. When we get back from this quick break, I can't believe it's almost here. Allie is going to reveal to the masses what is growing inside of her. We believe it's a human, but we don't know for sure. Will it be a boy and or a girl? We did a gender reveal for some listeners a few weeks ago over the air by playing some Beastie Boys, which was super confusing for them because the band was Beastie Boys, but the song was Girls. And I don't think they still know what they're having.
Yeah, we screwed up.
That was a practice
reveal.
One.
Yeah.
But we're gonna do Allie's gender reveal after this quick break. Not the actual reveal, but how will we do the reveal? It's the wheel of reveal. All different options, all different ways people have done gender reveals. Some of them have backfired in a big way, and some of them have gone off without a hitch, and we will decide how we will do this reveal, which will happen later this week. One of the big ones people are doing now is they're turning to celebrities to do the gender reveals, and I don't know if it's going to land on the celebrity gender reveal, Allie, but if it does, this is what could happen in your future.
Hey, it's President Trump with some big news about my biggest supporter. Is Allie the lesbo going to have a little Don Jr. or a little Ivanka? Let's find out. Then put that kid in a cage.
Oh, Jesus.
So that is a possibility if you get one of those celebrity gender reveals. It could be from the president. We don't know. So this is very exciting.
Do I get to pick the celebrity?
No, we've picked for you. Here's another option.
Hey, Allie. It's Elon Musk.
Oh.
I heard you are revealing the gender of your second child. Congrats. I remember my 25th gender reveal like it was yesterday. Also, when are you going to have your third kid? I'm in the market for a fertile womb.
Yeah.
He needs your womb.
He's working on the population problem.
So anyway, just to give you an idea of what could happen if it lands on celebrity gender reveal.
I'll tell you, none of that.
Well, it could be both of them together. So we'll come back after this quick break with the wheel of reveal. Figure out, and if you're currently pregnant trying to figure out how to reveal to the masses, you may want to hear how we do this because maybe it'll give you some inspiration after this quick break on K-Rock. Show. Thanks for helping us to send K-Rock back to school as MASH Tags is back. The most interactive hour in all of radio happening this hour.
Sometimes you want to play MASH Tags, sometimes you don't. Well, if you don't, you're going to be bummed out because we're playing it now.
All right, we got 714 Offspring Break. Mm. 626 Dropkick Mr. Murphy.
Oh, poor Mr. Murphy.
714 Stone Temple Pie Charts. 424 is 311. That's dismissal.
That's the time. You got to get the hell out of here. And it's the after-school programs that begin.
And I do like 818 Nickel Backpack.
Nickel Backpack is a strong contender. Get them to us as we send K-Rock back to school with anything under the K-Rock umbrella, mashed together with anything in the world of school, and get them to us. You have another 30 minutes this hour to get them in. And then before we announce the big winner, for MASH tags. Right now, though, let's focus on something more important for Allie, at least. As the wheel has been brought back into the K-Rock studios, it has now been reborn as the Wheel of Reveal. And this wheel will not determine or let us know what is happening inside of Allie, but it will help us determine how she will give this announcement. Apparently, already a fight brewing between Allie and her wife because her wife was not aware that Allie was going to reveal the gender publicly this week, but Allie has decided as she is entering the second trimester of pregnancy. Now's the time to share with the masses why she is becoming a mass.
This is when everyone does their reveals. And I actually got in trouble again yesterday from a neighbor who said, hey, how are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm good. I'm just, you know, got another week of the first trimester. She said, oh, I had no idea you're pregnant. Congratulations. I said, thank you so much. And then I told her the gender. And then she said, oh, I wish you had asked me if I wanted to know.
Really? She didn't want to know?
Yes.
Wow.
She was like, oh, wow, I usually like it to be a surprise. I was like, okay.
Well, you ruined it for
her. It's like a movie.
I ruined
spoiler alert.
Her experience of my pregnancy.
Listen, it's very easy to be critical about the gender reveals. They matter kind of for the couple, I guess, because you're going to figure out what kind of stuff you're going to start buying to get the nursery ready. But for most other people, it's a 50-50. It's not that exhilarating or exciting.
Yeah,
but
it just has people going, oh, cool.
But I will say, after witnessing the one we did for that those listeners a few weeks ago, I found myself, especially after looking at the video and their reaction and their family reacting.
Right.
And that wasn't even their first kid. That was a second kid gender reveal, which is even less significant. But I was, I found myself getting caught up in it a little bit. I don't know, maybe I'm getting soft or something. But regardless, I know I'll get real soft hearing about Allie's gender reveal, that's for sure. There is some advice coming through. You know, one of the options on the Wheel of Reveal, and we will share with you a bunch of different possible ways we could do the gender reveal. And as you know, a lot of these end up bad on the news. People try to go ahead and light off a firework, and then all of a sudden they catch a whole field on fire. There's been houses that have been burned down. People that have died. That's right. There was a guy was attempting to...
Was he doing the baseball bat smoke bomb one?
Yeah, it was a baseball. He was hitting an exploding ball with a baseball bat, and I think the guy ended up... I mean, people...
I think he killed his grandmother or something.
It goes badly for a lot of people, but that's how they go viral. So
hopefully it'll happen to us.
Before we get to the Wheel of Reveal and figure out exactly how you will be revealing this to the masses, here's some advice from someone that loves to do reveals.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Mr. Beast here.
Oh.
Allie, I heard you are doing a gender reveal that is lit. I did a What Am I Having for Lunch reveal on my YouTube channel that involved lighting 5 Cybertrucks on fire in space. Oh. Are you doing anything like that?
Okay.
Oh, you're spinning a crappy little wheel? No. That's cool, too. Anyways, make sure you smash that like button and hit subscribe.
Now, that's Mr. Beast. Now, he knows how to do a reveal, and a budget obviously spares no expense. If he's going to light 5 Cybertrucks in space to figure out if he's going to have a sandwich or a salad for lunch, that is way better than this crappy wheel we have in here. On the wheel... there's 9 different possibilities, and then, of course, always Allie's pubes and the tainted salad remain on the wheel.
Now, if it goes to Allie's pubes, do I dye my pubes and then sprinkle them?
It would be a dye and reveal either
blue or
pink boosh. And that would determine whether or not you're having, obviously, boy and or girl.
I wonder if that's okay to do while you're pregnant, dye your pubes blue. I'll ask my doctor.
Fine. I think it's fine.
Or pink.
I would like you to ask the pharmacist at CVS if they think that's okay. I feel like we should start going to that window for more questions.
Hey, doctor, I need to dye my pubes either blue or pink, depending. I need your permission.
Here's what we have on the wheel in the number one spot. Something that it's been a while since we've done it. Probably would not recommend doing it to a pregnant lady, but human pinata, which is always a crowd favorite. Human pinata. Where you would be wrapped in something. We would hit you with baseball bats.
Oh, you'd hit me.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we wouldn't hit another person?
No, it'd be you, I think. We wouldn't hit you in the tummy, but we'd hit you in the other parts. And then, obviously, based on us hitting you, it would either be that pink or blue crap would fall off you. And then
pinata
version.
That seems like someone could die. That'd be good.
A lot of people do the big... smoke bombs are a big thing, the pink or the blue smoke bombs. Mm-hmm. And there's different ways to do it. But you know what I don't think anyone's ever done is gender reveal inside their own boss's office.
Oh, cool.
Where, you know, he doesn't come in most of the days of the week. So the idea that we could light off a smoke bomb in his office.
Cool.
And it would be either pink or blue. And then
he'd never find out.
And then a month and a half later when he came in here, he'd say, what's all this blue residue on my chair? I guess I'll leave for another month so they can clean it up. So we think that that would be fun for us
Does he lock his office when he's not here?
I think so.
He does lock it, but I do know where there's a master key.
Well,
here.
Jay has the master key.
Yeah. And then there's another master key that I have hidden somewhere for just such an occasion.
Yeah.
So we've got that.
What else we got?
Celebrity doing gender reveals is a big deal now. A lot of people are just paying for them on Cameo, but because, you know, we have access through K-Rock, maybe there is a possibility that we could use some of the connections here to have a celebrity reveal gender. Here's an example of what that could sound like.
What's up? It's LeBron James. Allie, I heard you are having another kid and doing a gender reveal. Congratulations. Some parenting advice. Don't get your Nepo baby a job where you work and then quit the next day. Mm. People hate that shit.
that's sure. That's absolutely true. So that's a possible celebrity gender reveal that we could do.
You know, my child will never be a Nepo baby.
No,
because
you
have to be famous first.
Right. Yeah. The best thing that could happen to that unborn kid is that he's someone else's kid or she's someone else's kid. That way they get to be a Nepo baby.
Exactly.
That's just one example. Obviously, we played this before the break. But
hey, it's President Trump with some big news about my biggest supporter. Is Ali the Lesbo going to have a little Don Jr. or a little Ivanka? Mm-hmm. Let's find out. Then put that kid in a cage.
So that'll be a fun way to do it as well. These are all possibilities. I'm just saying these are all things that potentially could be how we reveal the gender of your unborn child.
We could also have Vanessa dress as the child's gender.
Well, that was so...
Come in here with a little lollipop and pigtails.
If Vanessa came in wearing a bonnet and with a rattle, a blue or a pink rattle, that would be a fun way to do it
and
as well.
In the diaper, you see it's either pink or blue
right.
urine.
Yeah, right. And we'd know. And then we'd find out Vanessa's pregnant. That'd be crazy. The one we've talked about doing, which is also going on the wheel in the number five spot, is Johnny in the helicopter. Johnny claims that he would go up to do a live Jason report from a chopper, but then he immediately said he was too scared to do it. But if it's up there to announce, maybe with Stu or one of the other guys we know that handles the traffic or the police choppers in L.A.,
right.
a big chopper gender reveal for you, that would be exciting, I think, for all of us.
I think that would be awesome.
Hear from the chopper. And, of course, there's the cliche ones that everyone does, which is biting into a cake of some sort that has the frosting of blue or pink. That's not exciting enough, so I think what we would have to do would be bite into an insect.
An actual insect?
Yeah, there's a lot of insects that are edible. I mean, all insects you can eat.
Do any of them have goo inside that reflects the gender of a child?
We would have to figure that out ahead of time. But, yeah, that would be a fun way to do that.
Okay.
So, of all of these options, and then there's the listener's choice option, and then just, do any of these jump out at you as something that you would like to do to review? It's your baby.
You know, I would love for Johnny to go in a helicopter, mm-hmm. and then it would be even better if Johnny could jump out of the helicopter, and then the parachute would either be pink or blue.
Johnny's having a hard enough time even going up.
I was going to say, what are you talking about jumping out of a helicopter?
He said he would go into it only if it went up and then right back down. He doesn't even want to cruise around. Like you think?
You'll come back down.
Yeah. Johnny, this would be a part of a big epic thing now that we would do. Of course, if it goes bad, it's only going to be good news for the show. And if it goes good, no one will probably ever talk about it again. So.
Damn. Well, if I die, will you guys come to my funeral?
Will you at least go in the helicopter if that's what it lands on and help reveal the gender of the baby?
All right.
Vanessa claims we've already been in contact with Stu Mundell, and he's not allowed to use his work helicopter for personal reasons, but we think there's a way that we could get involved and do something with it.
Okay.
These are some of the options now. And, of course, Allie's pubes is always on the wheel.
Allie's pubes!
And the wheel seems to be weighted in the direction of Allie's pubes.
Blue or pink pubes? I think that the pink would be much harder.
Yeah, I think they'd both be difficult for different
reasons. To counteract the darkness.
So, you ready for this? Smoke bomb in boss's mm-hmm. office. There's also something on here about making out with a listener. Now, I don't know why or how that would result in the gender reveal, but I guess we'd bring in a male and a female listener.
Would this be any female or male listener, or would this be like a secondhand Cindy versus one-armed Gary situation?
Yeah, we'd bring in a secondhand Cindy and a one-armed Gary, and then you would basically stand there in front of them, and whichever one you made out with, oof. With tongue, would be the... And
why does it have to be tongue?
That's how we know it's what you're going to have.
Because we love our listeners.
Right.
So number eight on the list is sex with a listener.
And so, it's a good idea. Sex, Allie. So
down the wheel.
Bring in a male and a female listener, and whichever one you make out with, then we all know what you're having.
You know, somebody else brought up Sharpie Avatar, if we brought that back.
Yeah, Jake.
And you would either have to do, I guess it'd be maybe red or blue in that case. Because
there's no
the Sharpie.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Not possible.
I'd get a pink Sharpie. Yeah, we should Sharpie Jake's face. That would be a good way to reveal as well. So anyway, here we go. A lot of options here. And Allie's going to spin it. This is the wheel of reveal, whatever it lands on.
We got to figure it out.
That is the one we are going to do. So once again, everything is associated with the number.
If it lands on celebrity, can we please book like not a celebrity I hate?
No promises.
Okay.
No promises.
Come on, SP!
It's the wheel of reveal. One of these will be how Allie does reveal the gender of her unborn child. And I would say you don't want it to land on 6, 7, or 8.
What's 7?
Oh, boy.
Is it Johnny in a helicopter?
Quite the opposite, actually. Tell her, Klein.
7 is listener pick.
Listener pick?
Listener pick.
Or listener kiss.
No, listener pick. 9 was listener kiss. So that means the listeners will determine how
they
you
will
reveal.
Find things that are so much worse than this.
Oh, yes, they will. So we need those suggestions now on the text line at 800-520-1067.
Or you can pick something that was already on the wheel if it's your choice.
This is a tease as to what one of the celebrities could be that we could get our hands on for this big gender reveal right now. I'm not saying. Shout out to Jackie. I hope you are flying high in heaven these days. All right, well, the listeners have spoken, and Ali, I believe we do have your gender reveal. Thank you, listeners, as a lot of people are saying now on the text line, and they've given a lot of new ideas as well, but most of the people are just saying, I'm a listener, and I want Johnny in that chopper.
Yeah, I think a close second was Klein dyeing his pubes, which I think would be a lot of work.
That have to have him to dye them, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, Donovan on K-Rock, we've got a lot of people that are trying to get their mash tags in before the end of the hour as we are sending K-Rock back to school today. What's up, Donovan?
Sweet did it.
Sweet dips. What's up?
So mine is wake me up when semester ends.
Wake me up when semester ends is strong. You have exactly 18 more minutes to get us your mash tags that involve taking anything in K-Rock and sending it back to school. Pouring through on Instagram now as well as the text line at 800-520-1067. Examples include Allie.
626, mostly stupid.
Man, that is so true.
424, ABCD instead of ACDC. That's not really a K-Rock band, but a good one. Bare Naked Lunch Ladies, TK-Rock.
TK-Rock is strong.
Then we have, let's see, we've got Don't Speak Unless You Raise Your Hand. And then Audiovisual Club Slave.
So keep them coming. We will collect those during this quick break. Back in a moment as we give you our finalists, announce the winner, get into some ADD news. And more after this quick break on KROQ.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dominic on K-Rock, good morning. What's up?
I just wanted to do a mash tag.
Go ahead.
Hawthorne Highlights.
Add it to the list. We will give you our favorites and announce the winner before this hour is over. If you want to get them to us, anything under the K-Rock umbrella, anything under the back-to-school vibe, and send K-Rock back to school for mash tags. If you need more details or some inspiration, you can go head over to the Instagram, Klein Alley Show. Right now, though, Allie's here with your ADD news, and then the very first thing we do at 9 a.m. is give away a four-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain. So win those tickets and qualify to get yourself a 2027 Gold Pass. That is coming up in about 5 minutes right here on K-Rock.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
It's official. The Lakers are being sold for $12.5 billion.
Oh, $2.5 billion
they
on top?
Threw in another half. I mean, it was a 12 about an hour ago.
Oh, man.
So they are selling it to Josh Kushner and Bob Iger, who was the CEO of Disney for a very long time. I guess he has saved his money over the years. Most of us would save up for something like a new washing machine. He's saving up for professional NBA teams. Now, he's going halvesies with Josh Kushner. The person selling the team, Mark Walter, bought the team just 14 months ago for $10 billion. So in 14 months, he made $2.5 billion. And this is all happening right as he is being investigated for billions of dollars in loan fraud. So you might think that has something to do with it. He's trying to collect any extra bill here, extra bill there that he can while this investigation is happening. But he has said he will not sell the Dodgers because he owns the Dodgers as well. So I think a lot of people were scared that this was going to happen with both teams.
Do you think they said, we'll buy the team, but we don't want Bronny James? They said, like, all right, we'll pay you $12.5 billion.
There's definitely a Bronny clause.
That's why it costs $5 billion more.
if you keep Bronny James on the junior on the roster, we'll give you an extra $500 million.
That's why it went up the $2.5 billion.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. They said, no more LeBron, no more Bronny.
It does seem crazy if you think about it like that.
People get so upset about this stuff, though. I'm like, isn't it all just the status quo? Like, what really changes?
When it went away from the Buss family, it'd been in the Buss family forever, so that was, I think people accepted that and goes, yeah, just
but
like
when it changed.
But
there's still, like, there's relatives of that family still helping manage the team.
Yeah, supposedly. I mean, yes, they're on the pay.
They're helicoptering in and out and then going, looks good.
How many times do people say we're going to split up this marriage, but we're going to remain close friends? You think those people ever talk to each other? No. No way.
Yeah, it's cordial.
I've talked to quite a few friends of mine that are like, I'm never talking to that dumb bitch ever again. And then they'll put up a message on Instagram. Like, right. We are going to stay close and raise our child, and we love each other. That's what he told me 12 minutes ago.
I can tell you hate each other. But it's so true because a lot of these rich people will be heavily involved in the building of something, and then they want to stay, that they want to keep the title but lose the work.
Yeah, of course.
So then it's like, I just want to keep that on my business card, keep the checks coming in, but I'm gonna tap out. I'm sure that's what Mark Cuban does with half of his companies now. He just owns them.
But I'll tell you, to make $2 billion over the course of basically a year, I mean, that's
pretty good.
Goddamn incredible.
I know.
I mean, it's not like the Lakers won a championship or anything, so that's pretty
remarkable. Did it go up $2.5 billion in just over a year accomplishing not much?
Jerseys ain't cheap, and they got a lot of stock, a lot of LeBron James jerseys they got to unload right now, and I see them at the mall. They're all 40%, 60% off.
I wonder if people would still buy that, right?
I mean, only if it gets cheap enough.
Right.
Rip the letters off and put other ones on.
If it's cheap enough, I'll buy it. I don't even like them.
Right. Just change the letters to be a Bronny James jersey. It's very cheap.
The Fast and Furious roller coaster at Universal Studios has been great for the people riding it, not great for the people who live near it. There's not a lot of outdoor roller coasters in that area, obviously, so people have been complaining for weeks since it opened because of the intense screaming. Every time the coaster is running, it sounds like somebody's being murdered. But now Universal is making some new changes. They had already installed sound shields, and they had also filled the track with pea gravel, which is supposed to dampen the noise, and they had a wall of various heights that would hopefully, you know, absorb the sound. But since that is not working, they're putting in two additional sound barriers, even though the sound testing in the neighborhood met the park's requirements. They're doing this as a courtesy.
Don't you think they should just do what the rest of us do and get one of those really loud white noise machines that just blasts out the white noise?
Dude, those things work great. I can't even sleep without one of those anymore.
Yeah, most people now are addicted to the white noise.
But it covers up everything. Like, I would wake my wife up every morning if it wasn't for that white noise machine. It covers up all of my trips, all the things I drop.
Yeah, they've got loud speakers there. Just go ahead and blast that white noise into the neighborhoods. I'm sure they'll find it to be soothing.
Everyone will fall asleep, sleep soundly, like little babies. If you're listening to an AI artist or AI-generated music, you will now be notified about that, at least if you're listening to music on Spotify. They said they will start handing out these AI persona badges to any artist profile that has AI-generated music on it. And I don't think this is a choice. I don't think this is something the artist can just decide to put on there, because it's getting harder and harder to tell the difference. And there are some AI platforms, too, that are going to be adding, like, if you say, AI, help me write my resume, or help me generate this image, or help me write this essay, there will be an automatic AI watermark that maybe you wouldn't even notice that's going to be on there to help people decipher the difference.
Now you will not support any more made-up artists. You can give all your money to real people.
Well, you don't have to spend time figuring it out. Or if you're a huge fan of AI, you can just put in that filter and just download only AI music if that's your thing.
Ali, we did promise people by the end of this hour we would announce the winner of our Return to Mash Tags, and it was sending K-Rock back to school. It's come down to two finalists now, and you will get the ultimate decision. 626, who gave us Dodgeball and Chain, throwback to Social D, and obviously school's greatest advancement in Dodgeball, or 714, who gave us Lunchbox 20.
Oh, yikes.
They are strong for different reasons, and to the hundreds and thousands of people who submitted, it's boiled down to these two.
We also got 9-inch nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, so congratulations. We will reach out to one of you and give you the ultimate prize. If you're looking for Six Flags tickets, that is next on K-Rock.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.